I feel like a contaminated soul over here. Can you come a little closer? Thank you so much. It's okay, I'm all right. I know I'm from England, but I've gone through a little purification. So, let's start with this reggae song. In fact, if you like, you can join in with me. Would you like to do that? Yeah, all right, here we go again. Would you like?
Yes.
So repeat after me. Come and join the congregation of the chanting of the holy name.
You don't need to change your situation.
But you'll never ever be the same. This is the age, it's the Iron Age. Everybody's living on the iron wage.
Gone are the days of silver and gold.
If you live till 20, you'll be very old.
So, come and join the congregation
of the chanting of the holy name.
You don't need to change your situation,
but you'll never ever be the same.
Now listen to what the good book said.
Just try and make it out while you're still ahead.
You don't have too much time to waste.
If you really want to get that higher taste.
Everybody here can play a part.
And you'll feel that power within your heart.
You don't have to bother what people think.
Because they don't really care if you swim or sink.
You've got nothing to gain. Oh, sorry, everything to gain.
You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose.
So I really don't see how you can refuse.
There's nothing to pay, it doesn't cost you a cent.
You wouldn't even see which way your travel went.
That name is going to enter every single home.
Because it's even sweeter than honeycomb.
It's got more power than an atom bomb.
Because Goloka is the place where it's coming from.
Come and join the congregation.
It is the chanting of the holy name.
You don't need to change your situation.
But you'll never ever be the same.
I really like this song. Brilliant. In fact, the whole tape. It was recorded in 1983. By a European devotee reggae group. I don't know what they were called, but Wonderful lyrics. Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, powerful. So, the holy name, Japa, the thing that we try to do every morning. It's quite easy, isn't it? Yeah? Japa, easy?
No.
Now
it's easy.
Put up your hands if you feel that japa is actually quite difficult. Most of you. Maybe there's someone who feels it's not so difficult. An elevated soul here? Okay. What if I spend the next 5 to 10 minutes convincing you that it's easy? What do you think? Yeah? I mean, this is a challenge on my part to try to convince you. I will try. If I do convince you, will you chant for the rest of your life your 16 rounds? Let's see if I can convince you first, and we'll discuss after. Okay, can everyone stand up, please? And come off the mats. So, Vaishnavis, I want you to put your hands in the air like this. Just the Vaishnavis. Wonderful. You look like the Panjatattva. Now I want you to stand on your toes. Prabhus, I want you to stand on one leg, put one leg up to one knee, and then put your hands up in the air. Wonderful. And we will hope the GBC doesn't walk in. But I'm going to see how long you last. I will sit back here and just chant Hare Krishna and see how long you last. This is the austerity in Satya Yuga. It was performed even by Hiranyakashipu, who was a demon. But in Satya Yuga, they would perform this austerity for at least 1,000 years. So far, you've gone 2 minutes. And if you like, I can come back next year and see how you're doing. Well, you're down. If you're down, you have to sit down. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice day, isn't it? This is going to be an easy workshop. Oh, he looks a determined yogi. Okay, one by one we're falling down. And another one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Oh, look at him. He's another determined yogi. Another one down. It's a nice day today, isn't it? If you want to convince me that this particular practice is easier than 16 rounds, carry on. Okay, I think I've proved my point. You would probably last another 10 minutes, and then definitely for sure you would sit down. So, is chanting 16 rounds so difficult? And in fact, all the practices of the different ages, whatever the practice was or however difficult it was, that same achievement in those particular ages can be achieved within Kali Yuga simply by chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulated principles. In the Chaitanya Charanamrita, it is stated that 1,000 names of Vishnu equals 3 names of Rama. You know, it takes 45 minutes to chant the 1,000 names of Vishnu. They could have just said Rama, Rama, Rama. It is the same. Then it says 3 names of Rama equals 1 Krishna, which means 1,000 names of Vishnu, which takes 45 minutes, you could have just as well said Krishna. I ask you again, is chanting 16 rounds so difficult? Let's take it one step further. In the beginning of this ISKCON movement, when Prabhupada initiated his first disciples, he asked them to follow the four regulative principles and chant 64 rounds. After a few days, the devotees came to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, this is impossible." So Prabhupada said, "All right, you chant 32 rounds every day." Again, after a few days, the devotees came again to Srila Prabhupada. They said, "Prabhupada, even 32 rounds is too difficult for us." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, this is the problem with you Western boys and girls. You always need to do something. You cannot sit still for 5 minutes." And then he said, "All right, chant 16 rounds, nothing less." So again, I will ask you, is chanting 16 rounds so difficult?
No.
Okay. So I succeeded. Because if you think about it, it is a fact. It is such an easy, sublime way for self-realization. In fact, for some of us, it's too easy. We get a mental block. This is kid stuff. I want to do something more difficult. Well, that's what they used to say in the other ages. In Satya Yuga, it's not that the holy name wasn't there. They just thought, that's too easy. And even in Dwapara Yuga, when they were Treta Yuga, when they were performing their big yajnas, again, yajnas that would last, 100 years, with so much paraphernalia that it's, imaginable today. Gold, silver pots. The mantras they chanted. They could have also chanted Hare Krishna, but no, that's too simple. We want to do something a little difficult. And sometimes we have this problem that we think, psychologically, we think, this is baby stuff. Or if we don't think like that, we think that we have more important things to do within the day than to chant Hare Krishna mantra on our beads. So therefore we put our japa onto the back burner and we do everything else before we even attempt to pick up our bead bag. But Srila Prabhupada said, he told us very clearly, if you chant your 16 rounds by 10 o'clock in the morning, there will be no anxiety throughout the day. Hari Bol. I will say this again. This is a very important statement. If we chant our 16 rounds by 10 o'clock in the morning, there will be no anxiety throughout the day. You know what it's like chanting Hare Krishna at different times of the day. Let me demonstrate. This is one very enthusiastic devotee. He gets up every morning at, let's say, 2:30, and he starts his japa by 3 o'clock. Demonstration. Well, let's say he starts at 2 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That time in the morning, it's almost as if time stands still. You can chant your 16 rounds by Mangal Arati easily. Like, how did I do that? How did I do that?